Hi, this is Meg Rinaldi, and welcome to this blog post on August 1st, 2024. Open to synchronicities. Once upon a time, there was a Chinese farmer whose horse ran away. That evening, all of his neighbors came round to commiserate. They said, "We're so sorry to hear your horse has run away. This is most unfortunate." The farmer said, "Maybe." The next day, the horse came back, bringing 7 wild horses with it. And in the evening, everybody came back and said, "Oh, isn't that lucky? What a great turn of events. You now have 8 horses." The farmer again said, "Maybe." The following day, his son tried to break in one of the horses, and while riding it, he was thrown and broke his leg. The neighbors then said, "Oh dear, that's too bad." And the farmer responded, "Maybe." The next day, the conscription officers came around to conscript people into the army, and they rejected his son because he had broken a leg. Again, all the neighbors came round and said, "Isn't that great?" And again he said, "Maybe." I love this story, and I love it because it's a reminder that our inner peace isn't tied to the ever-changing tides of life. This is true freedom. The farmer understood how interconnected life is. Such insight and its resulting equanimity may be challenging to come by these days, and yet with practice, we too can find steadiness within ourselves and remain open to synchronicities. That steadiness is always there within us, and the journey home to it is essential, especially now. It doesn't mean we don't take action. It means we know what motivates our actions, and we keep the big picture. I'm in the midst of moving house. Right now I'm sitting on my sweet patio in Santa Fe making this recording. And I'll be taking some time off and seeing clients and writing until later in the month, until I get settled in my new home on Whidbey Island. In the meantime, as always, lovely to be with you. And until next time, be encouraged.